This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some new numbers on the burnout experienced by working mothers during pandemic. The health startup Maven estimates 10 million women are struggling to juggle their responsibilities. It echoes a McKinsey report from last month. From the Workplace Culture Desk, here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Monica Pursley is busier than ever with her job doing medical billing in Boise, Idaho. She's working long hours from a desk in her bedroom while trying to keep her two teenage kids on task with remote classes.
I mean, at night, I cry. I cry during the day. I have a sign here that says, no meltdowns, stay calm and peaceful.
She's the only parent at home. She's worried about money. She says her utility bills have tripled with everyone home. Plus, she had to buy an extra laptop for the kids.
It's been excruciating is the word I have to use.
Ruth Martin with the nonprofit Moms Rising says women often feel more pressure than men not to let family obligations interfere with work.
You know, it used to be that women were told not to put pictures of their kids on their desk at work. And now it is impossible to keep real life from showing up on a Zoom screen.
The CDC points out 2 out of every 3 caregivers are women who support not only children, but also adults with chronic illness. And women caregivers are at risk for poor physical and mental health. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.